Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about something that could literally change everything for you. It's not a new diet or a new workout. It's a fresh new attitude. Let's get into it. Today, we are diving right in and we are just going there. That's right. We're hitting the mental refresh button and clearing out the emotional clutter that's been holding us back. Let's keep it real. We've all been there. You wake up on the wrong side of the bed and that negative energy just follows you around all day. It's like a dark cloud, dark energy. You're snapping at people. You're feeling unmotivated. And suddenly the smallest tasks feel like huge mountains. It's not that your life is bad. It's really just your attitude is making it feel that way. So how do we shake it off like Mariah? How do we stop being passive victims of our feelings and start taking control? Let's explore this more. It's all about the attitude. So today we're going to take a different approach. We're going to do the attitude audit. That's right, the attitude audit. And before you can change your attitude, you have to understand, what is an attitude audit? This is the real and the raw part. Get honest with yourself. Where is the negativity coming from? Take inventory. It's not just the random funk you're in. So take a time. Take like time to just reflect and figure out, where is that coming from? Are you stressed about a project? Is it personal? Is it family issues? What exactly is draining your energy? The constant pressure to be perfect? So you have to grab your journal or notes and just write that down, whether that's your notes on your phone, whatever that looks like. Don't edit yourself. And most importantly, don't judge yourself. Just be honest. Just get it out and write down the things that make you feel grumpy, defeated, or annoyed. This isn't about complaining. It's about identifying the root of the cause, what's causing you to be so negative, what's causing you to be down in life. And once you name it, you can start to deal with it directly. And that's when you get into the next step, which is the release. Because after you've done that audit and you've taken that time to be honest, it's time to let some of that stuff go. I'm not saying you have to, you know, dump everything out or get people out of your life. That's not what I'm saying. It's about releasing the emotional baggage you're carrying around. For an example, maybe you're still holding on to a grudge from months ago, or someone really pissed you off and you haven't let it go. You have to decide if that anger is serving you or hurting you. Is it helping you? If not, move forward. It's probably not. It's just taking up space in your head and in your life. And that energy that you give to that grudge, it's so toxic and it's draining you, whether you believe it or not. So the act of consciously choosing to let go of that grudge, to forgive someone for your own peace of mind. Forgiveness is about you. It's not about them. It's an incredibly powerful thing when you're able to be like, I'm over it. That doesn't take up space in my mind, in my heart, in my life. Over it. So this isn't about conditioning their actions. It's about freeing yourself, giving yourself that space that you once allowed to take up negative space in your life. So this is where we get into the third strategy, which is the reframe. It's the most important part, and this is where you actively reframe your thoughts. And if you need any additional resources on this particular strategy, I have a book. That's right. Yours truly, Alicia Eads, Reframing Your Thoughts at Barnes & Noble. Be sure to get your copy for that additional just boost of accountability and reframing your outlook on how you view things. The more you use it in a certain way and reframing, the stronger your pathway becomes when it comes to thinking. So if you're used to thinking, I have to go to the gym, you can reframe it to, I get to go to the gym and do something good for my body. It's just a little small shift, but it changes everything. When a problem comes up, instead of seeing a disaster, you can try to see an opportunity to learn. This isn't about being naive, it's about being resilient. You can still acknowledge that things are difficult, because sometimes life is difficult, life is hard, but you can choose to focus on how you'll overcome them. So give yourself permission to reframe your thoughts and be intentional about your attitude. Your attitude is a choice you get to make every single day. Be intentional with how you're going about your day, what you're telling yourself, those positive affirmations. So know that instead of complaining about different things that are going on into your life, chores, the pile of dishes, just put on your favorite album and turn it into a dance party. Your attitude, it is a choice. And also that positivity that you are manifesting and projecting, it is contagious. So when you are positive, you are making a difference in the world because you are inspiring others as well. So challenge yourself to start with a fresh new attitude. I have a new attitude, a new outlook. It's not just a new hairstyle or a change in appearance or a change in diet, which I've done that. I'm dieting very well. You have to work it from the inside out. So do that audit, release what's not serving you, and then actively reframe your thoughts. It won't happen overnight, but trust me, it's worth it. And like I said, if you need any additional resources, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. You won't regret it. A lot of great nuggets with just looking at how you're approaching things. Your attitude is so important in life. It's so imperative. And it could be a game changer on, you know, how you're going to pivot, how you're going to overcome obstacles and what your future entails. You have to reframe how you're seeing things, how you're speaking to yourself, and how you're counteracting those negative things or those challenging issues that come up in life. So are you ready for a fresh new attitude, a new outlook on life? Every new season of life brings us a choice. We can carry forward the weight of yesterday, or we can step into today with a renewed perspective, a new mind, a new heart, a new outlook, a new focus. Who is this new person? Attitude is more than just a mood. It is the lens through which we see the world, the energy that fuels our actions, and the compass that guides our decisions. When we shift our attitude, even slightly, we can change the trajectory of our lives in such a remarkable way. A fresh new attitude, it's really about choosing renewal over routine, courage over comfort, and possibility over limitation. It's about learning how to wake up each morning with a mindset that empowers you, rather one that drains you. So it all starts with how you're starting up, how you're viewing your outlook. Is it going to be a great day or is it going to be a bad day? It starts with your attitude. You know, whether you're starting over after a setback, longing for more joy in your daily routine, or simply ready to grow into a better version of you. I don't know about you, but I'm always ready to grow into a better version of me. You could never stop growing and evolving and learning and elevating as long as you're alive. You should always have that mindset to grow, to elevate, to become the best version of you. We're not in competition with each other or other people. Just being simply the best version of yourself, better than you were yesterday, better than you were last year. So that's what this episode is about. Simply exploring the practical tools and, you know, the mindset strategies that, you know, goes with a refreshed outlook that can really transform challenges into opportunities. And everything that you're fearing, everything that you want is on the other side of fear. So turn that fear into motivation. Of course, being mindful and being discerning, that's what we're doing here. And also turn those doubts into confidence. It's time to start believing in yourself. You will discover how to let go of the negative patterns, embrace gratitude, and find clarity, that clear vision in the mindset, you know, in the midst of chaos, you will have clarity, you will have peace, you will have understanding. It's all at the core. It's not about pretending life is always perfect. That is not what we're doing here. It's about building the resilience and perspective to handle life's imperfections with grace, hope, and strength, because when your attitude changes, everything changes. So take a deep breath, let go of what no longer serves you, and turn that page in life. It's time to welcome a fresh new attitude, one that will open the door to brighter days, stronger relationships, and a renewed sense of purpose. I don't know about you, but I'm really down with embracing this new attitude, this new outlook, this new focus on life. It's nothing better than that at the moment. So I hope you got some really good gems from this podcast today. Understanding the power of perspective and how your attitude, it really shapes your life. So that fresh new attitude, it matters now more than ever. So be intentional with your thought patterns and how to understand your attitude and the lens that you're looking at life through. Your attitude, it really influences your perception. So choose wisely and the relationships that you build, that emotional energy that you're giving. And also be mindful if you are surrounding yourself with energy givers or energy takers. Some people are energy vampires, so be careful of that. So, yeah, also sometimes, not just with the energy, but sometimes, you know, you may be carrying that weight of yesterday, how your past experiences and beliefs from your childhood or whatever situations or trauma that you experience, sometimes they can hold you back, or they could, you know, have you thinking not on the highest level, but thinking on a smaller level because you're so traumatized. So there's danger of carrying those old attitudes into your new season. So you have to learn how to release that, you know, release that trauma, go to therapy, seek counseling, you know, therapy, whatever you need to do. Also, a big one is forgiveness and learning how to release resentment and self-doubt. If someone has done you wrong, holding grudges, carrying that negative energy, it does not look good with your fresh new attitude and outlook and perspective. It doesn't mean that you don't remember what they did, but what it means is you're not going to carry that weight. You're not going to hold grudges. You're not going to be bitter. Being bitter, holding on with resentment, that actually takes up so much space, and it actually sucks the energy out of you, believe it or not. It takes more energy to hold a grudge, to hold that level of resentment, and it's not good for your health, and it doesn't look good on you as well. So keep that in mind. Learn how to forgive, and sometimes it can be hard. I understand that. We are all human, but release that resentment for your new powerful attitude, the power of renewal. Your attitude, that can be reset at any time with the proper strategies and tools. So know there are so many people that have gone through things and they had to shift how they view those things, their outlook, and build awareness. So that's what it's all about. And how do we do that? There is such a foundation here. You have to have gratitude centered as your foundation. So there is a huge connection and link between, you know, gratitude, showing that level of appreciation, and also also that emotional resilience. And there's so many things that you could do to incorporate gratitude into your life daily, whether that's a gratitude journal, reframing those challenges and just being grateful and thankful for being an overcomer, thankful that you made it out of that situation. So many ways to show gratitude, choosing positivity with purpose. So know that there's so many different forms of positivity. I see some people giving out toxic positivity and I'm like, that is not positive. So you have to understand what genuine, just being positive, what that looks like for you and how your daily choices can shape that in the long run. So creating affirmations and being intentional with your language and what you're speaking into your life. I start my day off with positive affirmations, gratitude, and it just gets me in such a positive mind frame. So know that it's okay to speak that positivity into yourself. And if you're not feeling positive and you just have that dark cloud over you, identify the negative self-talk loops. What are you telling yourself? Replace that criticism with compassion. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself that level of grace that you would give to a friend. So, and just develop that voice that's empowering, that's encouraging, and that itself will allow you to build that resilience through setbacks and learn how to turn your obstacles into opportunities. So it's all in your mindset. It's all in your attitude, how failure shapes you, that strength, that perspective, that outlook. So you have to overall have a renewed spirit. Your energy is so contagious. Also, you have to protect your energy. You have to protect that, guard that. You're the guardian of your energy. So always have appropriate boundaries while keeping kindness in the front and also being positive. So just create that uplifting and supportive space and find joy in everyday life. Slow down and appreciate the small moments and, just find ways to cultivate joy daily in your life and be intentional instead of reactive. So, that's what it's all about. So you have to have that level of, with this new attitude, you have to have purpose, passion, and gratitude. Connect your mindset with your long-term goals and what you would like to accomplish, and understand how a fresh attitude will fuel creativity and growth. So you want to keep this in mind when you're thinking about that fresh new attitude and habits that, keep you aligned, whether that's morning or evening rituals at night, a mindfulness journal, gratitude reflections, just to build that momentum and keep it when things get challenging. It's an ongoing journey. So know that you have to be able to pause, reset, and renew your attitude daily. So this is an invitation to live life with courage, gratitude, and joy. The future is yours. So if you don't take anything away from this podcast today, I hope you take this one thing. Understand that your attitude is not just about how you feel in the moment. It's about how you choose to live. A fresh new attitude, that is your daily decision to rise above discouragement, to see possibilities in uncertain times, and to meet life with openness and courage. So be courageous. So gratitude, that could really transform your outlook, and that can open up the door as well for resilience to be born in the face of setbacks, and also being intentional. All of your choices, all of the positive things that you project onto yourself, that shapes the tone of your relationships, your work, and your future. So know that you don't need a perfect life to have a positive one. You need perspective, you need faith in yourself, and the willingness to shift how you see and respond to the world. The truth is, every morning offers a fresh start. Every challenge offers a fresh chance to grow, to evolve, to elevate. Every conversation is a fresh opportunity to bring kindness and light. And every choice you make has the potential to move you closer to the life that you imagine and vision for yourself. So a fresh new attitude doesn't mean you won't face difficulties. It means you will face them differently. You'll choose strength over surrender, joy over bitterness, and hope over despair. This way of living not only changes how you experience life, but also how others experience you. You will be such a positive influence to others with your positivity, your renewed outlook that will create a ripple effect, inspiring and uplifting the people around you. So know that this is your reminder. You have the power to reset, refresh, and renew your attitude at any time. The past does not define you, and the future is not fixed. With a fresh new attitude, you can step forward with clarity, confidence, and courage into a brighter tomorrow. So your new chapter, it begins now. It starts right now. So get ready to embrace your fresh new attitude. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, your attitude is a choice you get to make every single day. So your challenge for this week is to start with a fresh new attitude. Do that audit, release what's not serving you, and then actively reframe your thoughts. It won't happen overnight, but trust me, it's worth the effort. Always shine bright, and remember, you have the power to create your new attitude. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.